You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi, everybody. My name is Anana Mouse. The podcast I'm going to review today is called Newsify. It is spelled N-E-W-S-I-F-Y, Newsify. It is by a developer named Ben Alexander, I believe. And it is a free app. It doesn't offer an in-app purchase if you wish, but it's not required. Really, you're not going to lose any functionality or anything if you use it for free, which is probably one of the better RSS aggregator I've seen out there besides Feedly. This is my number one choice. I like Newsify a lot better. And the in-app purchase, all it basically does is offers you to remove the banner ads. So if you're not a huge banner app fan, you could purchase the one-time in-app purchase. I think it's three clams. I think it's $2.99, and that'll remove the banner ads. And so the demonstration I'm going to have Newsify today does not have the banner ads. But like I said, it's not required. Now I need to go into kind of a background story about Newsify. I don't usually like to babble a lot about at the intros before I get into the app, but I think it's kind of essential to understand the background behind Newsify and how it works and why it's one of the better RSS aggregators. Because there's a dime a dozen out there. There's tons of them. But what makes this one stands out from the others, I think, is for a number of reasons. A lot of them don't support the Feedly service, which I'll explain. There's, you know, Feedler does, which a lot of people use Feedler. I tried Feedler, but I don't know. It's just something about Feedler. I'm just not quite. It really comes down to personal preferences, really. But Newsify, I seem to like the best. Okay, so some years back, let's go back and give you a background story about RSS feeds. Those that do not know what a feed is, when you go, let's just say, I'm going to give you an example. So if you go visit on a daily basis to see different variety of sites for news, so if you want to check out the technology, so if you go to CNET, check out the technology there, TechCrunch, 9to5 Mac, and then you go over to, say, CNN, Fox, and those things for world and U.S. news or whatever have not, you're having to follow a bunch of different sites just to see what the news is and what's going on in all different places just to get the news and the blogs that they put out. So it takes a lot of time and effort to do this because you have to bookmark all the stuff and go back and forth. And then there's the app. So, yeah, you can download a bunch of different apps. So if I download like three or four apps, say, you know, the CNN is one of them, and NPR is the other one, and I want to read all the Reuters, another one, I want to read all these things, I have to open these up, read those little headline news, go into different sections like the businesses or science. You can do that. But this makes things more painless for you not have to do that. And a couple of years ago, Google had a wonderful service called Google Reader. And what it does, it allows you to subscribe to feeds. And feeds are typically found almost in a lot of places that have any kind of news sources. Even AppleViz does it. And I'll show you how you can add AppleViz when we get into the app itself. So you would subscribe to CNN, to Fox, AppleViz, to 9to5 Mac, whatever you want to subscribe to, and you did it. And you did it within the Google services. And so what it did is that it's in the cloud, and so it remembers what you have subscribed to. And so all the articles and blogs get pulled into one place. And then you use an aggregator like Newsify, and that will connect to the Google Reader. And so you can read all the news that it had aggregated and pulled out for you. So you get all the news articles in one place, and so you don't have to open up a number of things. But Google decided to drop Google Reader. They don't support it anymore. It's gone. So we were left scrambling, trying to find a good resources and stuff. And I was surprised that Newsify hadn't been reviewed here on AppleViz. I was really shocked because it's been out for quite a while, and it's been one of my most favorites. So I'm glad I had the opportunity to do this because I want to put this out there and show you what this is capable of doing. So there came to services besides Google Reader, so that's out of business. So Feedly, I think it's spelled F-E-E-D-L-Y, Feedly. It is a service that replaced Google Reader. Now, there are other places that do similar services, but the reason I chose with Feedly was because it was a free service, and some other places you have to pay for it. So, of course, anything that's free, I'm always there, and it works really well. And that is in the cloud, so that means that if I use my iPhone to read the news that I get through my Newsify, I can do so. And at a later point, I can go to my iPad and bring up Newsify on that app, and it'll basically pull out the cloud from Feedly, which is out in the cloud, and I'll pick up where I left off from my phone. So it's quite useful for different platforms or different devices that you want to pick up the news where you left off. So that is why you have to have a Feedly service. So when you open Newsify for the first time, you will get kind of confusing, and it'll say, what kind of surface do you want to use? And so that is why one of the surfaces is Feedly. And that's the one I want. That's the one I use. I just double tap on there. And I believe you can create the account right there on Newsify. And it's a free service, like I said. So it's a free account. So you once you establish that account, it will now connect to the Feedly service. Okay. The other reason why I liked using such a service like a Feedly is that there are a number of RSS readers out there, and some people like Simple RSS and other things like that. But the only problem I have with that is it doesn't remember everything. So what I'm saying is that CNN, here's a good example. CNN will only post the last 10 articles or news that he has posted into the feed. So if you read CNN this morning, and let's just say there was 10 of them in there, and then I don't get home until night at 9 o'clock, you're going to pull up, and you're only going to see the last 10. And you notice there's a time gap, like between, let's just say, from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. It's like, well, how come I didn't get those news? That is because CNN only retains the last 10 articles. But what Feedly does, which is really cool, instead of showing those 10, it's going to remember the whole day's worth. So if there were actually 80 articles that was pushed out by CNN that day, you're going to get all 80 articles. And that is why I use Feedly. Simple RSS is only going to pull the last 10. And you're going to miss out a whole lot of other stuff that didn't get in there that's just fallen out of the feed. And so I hope that didn't complicate and confuse people, but it basically means you're not going to miss any news articles or feeds throughout the day. Okay, so it's very important that you use a cloud service like Feedly. Now, once you create this and open up Newsify, and I'm going to stop babbling about Newsify and the background and stuff. We are going to go ahead and open up Newsify, and I'm going to show you everything that is in here, how I have it created, and such and such. Okay. So when you open up Newsify for the after, let's just say, the second time you've opened it, because the first time, obviously, you have to create the account. When you open it up, the first thing you're going to hear is the Show Me My Shabby's
2016 Spark Show Subscriptions button.
Show subscription. That is going to show up right there at the top. Usually, I want to do this. And basically what this does, it's going to slide from the left side to the right side because it's going to unveil things I want to show you. Because once it slides from the left side to the right, it's going to show you the menus that we can see. So I'm going to go ahead and double tap on that.
Shabby's 2016 Show Subscriptions. Show Subscriptions. Newsify. Edit button.
Okay. So now we're back at the top left-hand corner and we have the edit button. I will show you what the edit button does and why it's here. It'll make more sense as you see what's on my layout. My plan is just to show you the first screen here. It is a pretty in-depth app. I mean, it's so much so, there's so much in here, packed in here. There's a lot to cover. Now, I'm not going to do everything, but I'm going to cover just mostly the general and basic part of Newsify. So the edit button is at the top right-hand corner. As I swipe to the right,
Newsify, heading.
of course, we're at the Newsify heading, which is at kind of top middle. There's four sections here, so towards the top. So there's the edit heading.
Add button. Show subscriptions. Button.
And then the show subscription. The show subscription is now at the top right-hand corner. Now, if you double tap on that, it's going to close that, and it's going to go from the right side to the left. If that makes sense. I'm going to swipe one more to the right.
Search articles. Search field.
Okay.
Double tap to edit.
If you were one of those that like to keep all of your articles, the ones you read or have not read, you can do a search for a particular article that if you remember seeing one time you want to go back to it and have not. That's up to you. Because the way I have it set up here, I do not keep any articles that I've already read. And just simply because it takes space. So once I've read something, I don't ever really return to it because I've already read it. It automatically deletes it from the device. So that's just how I have it set up in settings. And I'm going to show you the settings last because I think it makes more sense to go to the setting last once you get the idea. So if you want to do a search, you can do that from here. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
All items.
Anytime you want to start reading any articles, there's a number of ways to start. In my format here, I have created folders. And within each folder are the places I subscribe to. So let's just say, for example, I have World and U.S. News. And we're going to show you that when I get down here. Let's just say I subscribe to CNN, Fox, CBS, Yahoo, whatever it is. Let's just say I subscribe to those four items. I'm going to put those four items into my World and U.S. News folder. And if I have Apple News, which I do, I have like, some ungodly amount. I think I have like 22 or 23 feeds that I subscribe to and et cetera. If you want to read all the articles all at once, you can do so. You can just go to this all here and double tap. And I'll bring up every single article regardless of the categories that you have. And it'll show you the articles one by one and have not. So the same thing is going to happen here as I swipe to the right.
Unread items. 261 unread items.
So here is the unread. There's 261, I think it said. That there's 261 articles that in all the categories. So you can double tap here and it's going to read all the unread articles. The all will read all the read and unread. So if you kept any of the read articles, you can go back to the all and I'll show you all the articles that you looked at, read or unread. If you just want to read the ones you have not read, you just double tap on the unread and it'll just show you the articles that you have not read. Okay?
Start items,
that's kind of a favorite area if you want to tag certain articles into this area, you can do so. That way you can come back later and these are your favorite articles that you come across. Okay, so that's what that is. So I'm going to swipe one more to the right.
Selected. Apple News. 85 unread items.
Okay, so.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
We are now getting to the folders that I have created. So you have to create the folders yourself, and it's very easy to do so. And I will do one demonstration how to add a subscription and how to create the folder at the same time. Very easy, but I have four folders here. I have the Apple News, and as I swipe to one more to the right.
Expand folder.
Button. You can expand it, and I'll explain what expand does. So one more, my second folder.
Disney News, 7 unread items.
Anybody that knows me,
swipe up or down to select a custom action. I love
my Disney, so I got to keep up on my Disney News, mostly the theme parks, really. Once again, I swipe to the right.
Expand folder.
Expand.
Button.
One more.
Science and technology news. 72 unread items.
Science
swipe
and technology
up or down to select
news.
A custom action. Then double tap to activate.
Obviously, if this is other technology and science news that I go beyond just Apple News, if I'm into the Microsoft or Cisco news, anything that's technology wise that might be entertaining, I'd like to do that as well. And I'm going to swipe one more to right.
Expand
more.
Folder.
Okay.
World and U.S. news. 97 unread items.
There's 97.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Unread articles in the World and U.S. News. So I like to follow the World and U.S. News as well. So I created four folders, and each of those folders will contain a number of subscription I have subscribed to. So like I said, in Apple, I think I subscribed to like 22, 23 of them. And it said it has 85 unread articles, I think it said. So there's 85 articles in there. Okay, so now I'm going to flick one more to the right.
Expand folder, button, today, heading.
Now it's going to go into today. You can go from here to, this is going to show you all the articles. If you really want to read through all the, you can just keep flicking to the right. I'm not going to do that because I'm going to show you how I do it. But if you flick one more to right, it'll take you to the very first article that is ready for you to read regardless of what categories there is. So there's a number of ways to go read an article, and I'll try to touch through all that. But right now I'm going to go back and focus on the first page and the layout. Now the bottom left
refresh button
is my refresh button. Anytime I need to come back in here, I have it set up to where I have to manually refresh it myself. So let's just look here.
Last sync 4/2/15 2:37 p.m.
So the last time I refreshed this was at 2:37 p.m. What I did is I swiped to the right from the refresh, so it's just the right of the refresh button. Now, just to the right of this
settings
is your settings. You would think that is at the bottom right-hand corner, but it's not. It's, if you put your finger down at the bottom right-hand corner and then kind of slide your finger just a little bit to the left of that, you will find the settings. I'm going to go ahead and just do a refresh so I can update here.
Refresh button.
Double tap to refresh, and I'm going to tap the
syncing
center.
Subscriptions. Ellipsis.
It says it's syncing subscriptions.
Syncing on red items. Ellipsis.
And it depends how long. It usually is pretty snappy, pretty quick. It just depends how much it has to pull down and how many feeds you have subscribed to. I think it's now done.
Last sync, 4/2/15, 3:14 p.m.
All right, so as you can hear, it's 3:14 now. So it was about a half an hour ago since I updated this. And now it should have pulled anything that's new. So let's go back to Apple. I think I had 85. See if we have more.
Start items. Selected. Apple News. 95 unread items.
Mm-hmm.
So swipe up or down to select a custom action.
So I had 10 more articles to read in this. Now, if you want to read all the unread, you can go back up to where it says unread item.
Start items.
Go back up here.
Unread items. 308 unread items.
If you want to read all 308 right now, doesn't matter what category, you just double tap here and I'll take you to all the articles. I'm not going to do that. Usually I like to go by folders, and that way I can kind of narrow down what I want to read just for now. So because of podcast, I'm only going to go through a few. So let's go to the Apple.
World and U.S. News, Science and Technology, Expand Fold, Disney News, Expand Fold, Selected, Apple News, okay. 95 unread items. Swipe
now,
up or down to select the custom action, then double tap to activate.
There is, if you want to see what you have under your folders, as I mentioned, there was 22 or 23 that I subscribed to. When I swipe to the right of the Apple,
expand folder button.
It's the expand folder. So if I double tap on expand folder,
Apple News, back button.
It's going to show you every feed that I subscribe to for Apple News. And it's going to tell you what's how many unread articles in each of those feeds that I've subscribed to. So let's go through a few here.
Apple News, edit button, show subscriptions button.
And I'm swiping to the right.
Search articles, search field, all items.
There's that all right.
Unread items. Unread. 95 unread items.
See, this is now because we are in the Apple folder and I expand it, it's only going to show 95. So if you want to read all 95 articles in here, you could just double tap here.
Start items.
Scroll one more direction.
148 apps, iPhone and iPad app reviews, game reviews, and news. 2 unread items.
So there's 2 unread and 148 apps.
Action. 9 to 5 map.
9 to 5 map.
Items.
3 unread.
App advice. 5 unread
app
items.
App advice. 5.
Apple. The latest on Apple. CNET. Apple Gazette. 1 unread items. Apple reviews. Apple. Macintosh. iPod and iPad lecture. Apple news and rumor. Apple insider vertical line. Apple news and Apple tell. 1 unread items. Apple this. Swipe up or down to select the custom action. Then double tap to activate.
So what I've done is I kept going flicking right, and you heard Apple Tal, Apple Lecture, Apple Viz. Those are all subscriptions that I have subscribed to. So if they have any news articles, it will be pulled up and I'll tell you how many unread. Now you can double tap into those particular ones. So if Apple Lecture has one unread, you can just double tap on that and it will just show you that one article. If you go to 95 and it has like 3 unread, you double tap and you'll see those 3 articles. I don't normally do it this way, but I just want to show you the way that you can show all the feeds that you subscribe to. Now, of course, at any time you don't want to subscribe to one of these anymore, very easily and very quickly. Let's just go.
Apple vs. Face. Apple vs.
I don't want to follow Apple vs. anymore. I can just do a swipe up. So I do a finger swipe up.
Delete.
It will actually delete that feed. And that's the easy way to delete something that you no longer want to follow. And I just want to point that out. But we're not going to unsubscribe that. I'm just going to do swipe up to go back to my default option.
Activate item. Default action.
Okay. I pretty much just want to show you all the feeds that I have done. I'm going to go back up to the top left here.
Back button.
Go back to my app.
Start items. Selected. Apple News. Okay. 95 unread items.
Now there's 95 options. 95 articles. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this. I'm going to go ahead and double tap my Apple folder.
Show subscriptions button.
Okay, so there is your subscription button. As you remember, that is at the top right, or I'm sorry, top left. That is a menu. So if you double tap, it'll open that back up, and you'll go back out to the main page where we were. But right now, we're in the Apple folder. Now it's going to display every Apple News article that there's 95 articles in here. So let's go ahead and see what those are and stop. I'm going to go ahead
Apple
and
News.
Swipe to
heading.
The right.
Additional actions button.
Additional action. That's going to be important. I will show you that in a minute. That's the top right-hand corner.
Today. Heading.
All right, so we got news for today.
Your next iPhone might be waterproof. Aside from better battery life, a waterproof iPhone, forget brains. This zombie game devours tuition bills. George R. R. Martin quietly released a chapter from the Apple. IBM debuted new iOS apps for Rhythm introduces a low-cost music streaming service to Does bigger mean better for you? East popular boom speaker. DuckTales. Remastered Koga. Apple's big iPhone surge continued into Chinese New Year. Apple's iOS sales have reached an all-time high in urban China. Ellipsis. 12:29 p.m. Mac Daily News.
Okay, so I just stopped here. What I did is I just kept swiping. I'm just skimming the articles and finding something that's of interest. So this one is of interest. It sounds like they reached an all-time sales record in China for this year. And so that is wonderful news. So if you want to read, it's going to read a summary to you real quickly, as you just heard. And then it's going to read the time, date, and the actual resource that is being that I subscribe to. So that is that. So if I double tap here. It opens up
Apple News back button.
This summary. So I'm going to swipe to the right.
Apple News heading. View original button.
View original is at the top right. And you may need to use this, and I'll explain why you might use this.
Apple's big iPhone surge continued into Chinese New Year. April 2nd, 2015 at 12:29 p.m. Mac Daily News / Mac Daily News.
So this is Mac Daily News. That's one of my feeds I follow.
Apple's iOS sales have reached an all-time high in urban China. Ellipsis. XHFA link.
Now.
XHFA link.
You notice that it only did a teaser. Now, it really depends. It's not Newsify's issue, and you're not going to see any better results in Feeler or Simple RS or whatever. It is because it's how the feed it presents. So sometimes you will have the entire article here to read, and sometimes it is a teaser, and they want you to go to their site to get the more news. The nice part about Newsify is that the top right-hand corner is the
View Original button.
View Original. And you're going to have to do this sometimes. I'm going to go ahead and double-tap on View Original.
Loading. Ellipsis. Back button.
Basically, what's happening is that it's going to load that web page, and it's going to load it up. And I have something called Mobilizer set on, Readability Mobilizer. And what that does is it strips out all the nonsense stuff that, you know, you have all the little links on the left side of the website that takes you to all the different places, and there's ads. It'll strip all that out so you get straight down to the good stuff of the news article. So let's go ahead and tap on the screen.
Main. Apple's big iPhone surge continued into Chinese New Year. Heading level 1. April 2nd, 2015.
Swipe to right.
The latest smartphone sales data from Kantar World Pinnacom Tech for the 3 months ending in February 2015 shows that Apple's iOS sales have reached an all-time high in urban China, where it captured 27.6% of the smartphone market.
Okay.
There has been a strong appetite for Apple's products in urban China seen since the launch of the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, and this has continued into Chinese New Year. China mobile subscribers accounted for 59% of the 27.6% volume share recorded by iOS in the latest period. Carolina Milanese, chief of research at Kantar.
So I'm going to stop it there. You see how it pulled it all up, and now you can just read the article real nice. It strips it all out, and that is how you can read an article. So this tells us all about the new sales in China. There's a few things in here I wanted to show you. Now, the bottom left-hand corner.
There has been a strong appetite. Browser back. Dimmed. Button.
There's a browser back, but what I really want to show you is the bottom right-hand corner.
Refresh. Button. Share. Refresh.
Whoops.
Button. Share. Button.
Is my share button. A lot of you probably follow me a lot. If you follow me on Twitter, I usually share a lot of these articles on my own. And so, you know, for those people that like to be up in the news and read about it, this is how I do it. I just double tap that share.
Cancel button.
And then in here, it gives you all these options of how you want to share through the different type of method of communication. So,
share sheet button.
Sheets. More. You can find more.
Button. Facebook. Button.
Facebook.
Email link. Button.
I can email the link.
Twitter. Button.
And then there's Twitter. I always double tap on this Twitter. If you double tap on this Twitter, it'll just give you the article and the hyperlink are automatically. And then you just simply hit the post button and it posts it to Twitter. Just like that. You just go doot and it goes out to my timeline. And that's how you see all the timeline that I post out. All right. So that is how you can share an article with a friend and such by the number of places you can do that. So I'm going to go back down to cancel right
email
here.
Link, Facebook, more. Oh, share sheet. Cancel.
Apple's big iPhone
since continued into Chinese New Year. Back button. Back button.
Okay, now we're back into the section where it didn't have a whole lot of summary. Remember that?
Apple's iOS sale, XHFA.
And it gives
link.
Me all that stuff that I had to pull and view the original. The bottom right-hand corner now, or I'm sorry, the bottom left.
Mark item unread. Button.
It's a mark unread. If for some odd reason you want to keep this as unread, this is how you unread it. Put it in unread status, because once you open it, it turns into that you've already read it.
Start item button.
This is how you put in the start item. So if you want to mark this as a favorite and put in your little area that you like to read later, you can double tap here.
Previous item button.
Previous and the next.
Next item button.
Basically, pretty self-explanatory. If you want to go to the previous article or the next article, you can do so. I don't really use that much. And then lastly,
share button.
You can also do the share from this area of this section as well. We'll go back to the top left.
Apple's back button.
Back.
Apple News. Show subscriptions button.
Okay. And now we'll just tap in the middle of the screen because that's where I left off.
Chevy's 2016 Spark. High-tech updates. Four games we really want to see on the Apple. Microsoft wades into the document scanning space with 10 awesome paid iPhone apps that... Microsoft wades into the document scanning space with Office Lens for iPhone. Office Lens is the latest iOS to come from Microsoft. Microsoft wades into the document scanning space with Office Lens for iPhone is a story by AppAdvice. Com AppAdvice. iPhone. iPad. iPod. App Reviews plus News. 12:36 p.m.
So, what we got here, we got a new iOS app. Looks like Microsoft put out something called Office Lens. Something I need to look into. But once again, this is something that I want to read. Now, you remember there was 95 articles? There's a lot to read here. And obviously, I'm not going to show you all 95. However, I've already read up to this point the ones I've already looked at. And so you're given two options here. Actually, three. You can either just hit the back, go back out of here, and leave the app if you want. But I don't want to have to read the same articles I've already read because it's going to keep it up here. So I'm going to go up to the top right.
Additional actions button.
Here's an additional action. Now, if you double tap on this, there's two items in here.
Today, heading. Swipe down with three fingers, three of three Wi-Fi button.
Where is it?
Mark all as read.
There it is.
Button.
There's a mark as all read.
Mark previous as read.
Or button. Mark as previous as read. Basically, if you want to go ahead and you don't want to read all 85 and you just want to be done with it and just clear out your badge number of unread items, you can just say, I've read this whole thing and just double tap that. Or I could just hit the previous. So all the ones I looked at previously, so whatever it was, 8 or 10 articles that we just looked at, I'm just going to mark those as read.
Mark all as mark previous as read.
I'm going to double tap here.
No previous items.
Okay, so no previous items. What?
There are no previous items to mark as read.
All right, so apparently, let's go back.
Three of five bars. Three of... There are no previous... Okay, button. Apple News. Show subscriptions. Button.
I'm going to go back
forget
here.
Forget brains. This zombie game devours tuition bill. George R. R.
Let's try that
Martin
again.
Clark, Apple. IBM. Rhythm introduces a low-cost music stream. Does bigger mean better for you? East Pop. DuckTales. Remastered. Apple's big iPhone surge. Chevy's 2016. Four games we really want to see on the Apple. Microsoft wades into the document scanning space with Office Lens for iPhone. Office Lens is the latest iOS to come from Microsoft. Today. Additional actions. But mark all as mark previous as read. Newsify. Edit. Button.
Okay. There we go. It worked that time. I'm not sure why you didn't do it the first time, but now... Everything I have swiped to the right, those will now be gone. So now if I, what it does, it went right back out to the main page.
Start items. Selected. Apple News. 87 unread items.
So, we started with 95, we're down to 87. So, it means that we read 8 of the articles. We looked at 8, and I only want to mark the ones that read. So, that leaves me 87 more that I can view. I like viewing just a certain number of them if I have time. If I don't have time, I don't feel like I have to read all of them. But I also don't want to reread what I've already read. And I just go ahead and mark them as read, and they're out of the picture. So now you only have 87 left. I hope that makes sense and how I did that and what I did. So, again, if you go to another...
World and U.S. News, 118 unread items.
There's 118, so if I double tap here...
World and U.S. News, show
and now it's going to show me nothing but World and U.S. News.
World and U.S. News, additional actions. But today, heading, school threats by text... Phone apps frustrate
and
schools.
I'm going
police,
to the right.
Ryan Pollock, mandatory water restrictions ordered by California governor. Insurance Journal. Insurance. Robert Schiller's California brand of Christianity. Two NYC women inspired by ISIS accused of bunk. Pope Francis washes the feet of 12 inmates. Rebel buyer interested in other Atlantic City properties. Jury awards $40 million to crew worker. NY Boy Scouts hire gay Eagle Scout despite national. Gunman kill more than 70 at university. Morocco free to play 2017 and Wales Star North takes break from rugby.
So as we heard all the depressing news as we normally will hear from the news, but I just kind of... quickly went through the kind of skim what I really want to read or not. And that's the nice thing about Newsify. You can do that so easily. And if you want to pause and listen to it, it will describe the rest. And you, if you're really interested and you want to read the rest of the article, you just double tap on that just like it showed you in the Apple News area. Pretty cool, huh? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and just mark the ones I did, which is the top right.
Additional actions. Button.
And?
Mark all as read. Mark previous as read.
Marked as previous.
Newsify. Edit.
No, I should go back out.
Selected. World and U.S. News. 111 unread items.
So it marked the ones I've already looked at. So that is the pretty legit of that area. So it's really pretty cool to do, and I loved how a lot of that works. Now, I said I would show you what the edit button was used for.
Edit button.
Top left-hand corner. That pretty much allows you to remove or reorganize the folder. So
science and technology news, 88 unread items.
There's my science folder.
Swipe up or down to select the custom
action. If I go to the left,
delete science and technology news, 88 unread items.
It gives you the option to delete the whole folder and everything underneath it if you want to.
Science and technology news, 88 unread items. Delete world and U.S. news, 111 unread items. World and U.S. news, 111 unread.
So it gives you the option to delete, but I'm not going to delete any of it. But I just want to let you know it's there.
Done. Button.
The other thing is, too, you don't really need to do the edit anyway. If you go to...
Selected. World and U.S. News. 111 unread items. Swipe up or down to select the custom action.
You can also delete it by doing just a finger swipe up here.
Delete.
And I'll delete the whole folder as well.
Activate item. Default action.
Be careful when you delete.
World and U.S. News.
Because when you delete something, you have deleted everything you joined. So if I delete my Apple folder, I think I'd be in a world of hurt because I I went and deliberately subscribed to 22, 23 of them, and I would be in a world of hurt because I wouldn't remember all the places I subscribed to, and that would be a disaster. So be careful what you delete. If you remember, if you want to delete a particular subscription, you got to go into that folder, expand it, open it up, as I showed you all the different fees, and then delete it one by one from there instead of deleting the whole whack at once. All right, now I promise, this is great, Nanomouse. This is awesome. I really want to try this. I want to see how you did it. How do you add this stuff? No problem. Top right-hand corner.
Additional actions button. World and U.S. News.
Okay.
Heading. Additional actions button.
Top right-hand corner is the additional information. That's right. Remember, you got to swipe to the left.
World and U.S. News. Heading.
Hang on here.
Show subscriptions button.
Oh, I got to go back.
Show subscriptions. Sorry. Newsify. Edit button.
There's the edit button. That's the top right now. Top right.
Show subscriptions button.
It says show subscription. And go to the left from here.
Add button.
There's the ad. Where I'm at the main page where it has the
Disney News.
Disney
seven
News.
Science selected.
Science, world.
Science and technology. Apple News. 87 unread items.
That's the main menu I was at. And remember, that show subscription button is at the top right.
Today. Heading. Show subscriptions button.
Just left of that is the ad. We're going to do an ad. So let's do a single finger double tap on ad.
Search for enter an address. Search field.
Okay.
Double tap to edit.
If you know your URL for the feed, you can do so. There's a number of ways how to find out. It's not the easiest thing in the world. But typically on a site, there will be a link called RSS. And just usually it's about that. You just link on that and just follow it. And usually the address is what you're going to type in. That's how you can do it manually. And that's kind of the hard way. But sometimes very few sites don't offer this. And you have to do it the hard way. You have to put the web address on there. Or you can do a search, which does a great job, which I'm going to do in a few minutes, but I'm going to swipe to the right.
Cancel button.
Cancel.
News.
Okay, so if you want to go in different categories, news.
Fashion.
Fashion.
Photography.
Photography.
Entertainment.
You can double tap in this, and then it's going to give you option to join. So let's go back to news.
Photography. Fashion. Design. Finance. Business. Sports. Gadgets. Technology.
Let's go to technology. Double tap on technology.
In progress.
And that's going to show you all the different things that you might be interested in. Gizmodo.
Mashable.
Mashable.
Ars Technica.
Ars Technica.
Engadget full RSS feed.
Engadget. So if you're interested in Engadget, you just double tap on Engadget.
Add subscription. Cancel button.
And so you got the cancel button.
Add subscription. Heading. Save button.
There's a save button. And that is how you can subscribe to it. And I'm going to go ahead and just show you a few things here.
Rename subscription. Heading. Engadget full RSS feed. http://www.engadget.com/RSS full XML.
So it told me Engadget. That's the name of the feed. It tells me where the hyperlink is, which is not important, but it just kind of tells you what link it's using.
Add to new folder.
Now, this is where you can add to existing folder that I've created.
Add to folders. Heading.
And if I swipe to the right.
Apple News.
There's the Apple News that I have created.
Disney News.
Disney.
Science and Technology News.
Science Technology. I would typically probably put this in my Science Technology. You just double tap here.
Selected. Science and Technology News.
And it becomes selected. So just to hear that, let's go back. There's my Disney.
Selected. Science and Technology News.
It will automatically put that into that folder. Now, if you do not have the folder that you want to and you want to create a new one, you just swipe down.
World and U.S. News.
Here's my world. Okay, let's go
selected.
Back up.
Disney News. Apple News. Add to folders. Heading. Add to new folder.
Add to new folder. You can double tap here, and that will create a brand new folder. So you can give it a name, whatever that may be. It'll give you the name, and then once you hit the OK in that option, it'll create a new folder for that. So if you want to have Microsoft News, you can put Microsoft News, and then it will automatically add it to Microsoft News. Okay, so that's how you add a new folder.
Add to folders.
Otherwise, you just go ahead and add it into
Apple
an
News.
Existing folder, for example. Okay, that is how you do it. I'm going to show you one more example. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here.
Rename subscription. Heading. Save. Button.
I'm not going to save it.
Add subscription. Heading. Cancel. Button.
Top left is cancel. Cancel out of here.
Technology. Search field.
Now let's go back
out. Double tap
out.
To edit. Technology. Search field. Technology.
Go back here.
Search field. Clear text. Button. Cancel. Button.
Cancel. And then.
Apple News. 87 unread items.
Okay.
Swipe
go back
down
to the
select
ad.
Today. Heading. Show subscriptions. Add. Button.
All right.
Add.
Cool part is I can
search
for something.
Address. Search field.
I'm going to go double tap on
double
this search.
Search field. Is
I'm
going to
search for Apple address.
Q. A.
A.
A. Button. P. 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 P.
Forgive
L.
me here for
L.
my typing.
P. E. F. C. V. V. I. I. A. S. D. D.
Oop. Boops.
Delete. D. S. S.
Apple this. Now I'm going to do a search, which is at the bottom right-hand corner.
Search.
Now I'm going to do search.
Apple Viz, latest accessory reviews.
Okay, now, a lot of you probably didn't know, we have a number of feeds you can subscribe to. And a lot of sites might do that. They may have different categories like we do. So
Apple Viz, latest app deals.
Okay, so I'm going to go back up to the top here.
A clever star, I love you today more than yesterday star. Apple Viz, recent forum topics. Apple Viz podcast. Apple Viz, recent guides and tutorials. Apple Viz, recent additions to the Mac app directory. Apple Viz, recent additions to the iOS app directory. Apple Viz, recent blog posts.
So these are all the different things you can subscribe to. So let me do one more time. I'm going to go back to top left.
Apple Viz, search field.
That's my search field.
Double tap
I'm going
to
swipe to the right.
Clear text button.
You can clear.
Cancel button.
You can cancel it at this point if you are not happy with it. So I'm going to go to swipe one more to the right.
AppleVis, recent content.
Okay, so here are all the things. So here's AppleVis recent content.
AppleVis, recent blog posts.
Recent blog.
AppleVis, recent additions to the iOS app directory.
If you just want to follow what are the recent iOS app additions.
AppleVis, recent additions to the Mac app directory.
Recent Mac.
AppleVis, recent guides and tutorials.
Recent guides, et cetera, et cetera. So we got a bunch of things you can subscribe to. Let's go back to the
AppleVis,
iOS one.
Recent additions to the AppleVis, recent additions to the iOS app directory.
If you were just only interested in the recent iOS app entries, you just double tap on that.
Add subscription. Cancel button.
Now, it does the exact same thing we did back when we did with the other one.
Add subscription. Heading.
Swipe to the right.
Save button.
There's a save button, which is the top right-hand corner.
Rename subscription. Heading.
You can rename the subscription.
AppleVis, recent additions to the iOS app directory.
So this is the recent iOS app entry. So if you want to double tap, you can rename it.
http://www.
There's the link.
Add to new folder.
You can double tap to add a new folder. Like I said, if you want to create a whole brand new folder, or if you have an existing folder, which I do.
Add to folders. Heading.
Go down one more.
Apple News.
I would just tap, double tap on my Apple News.
Selected. Apple News.
And then I would go back to the top right.
Rename subscription. Save button.
It's my save. And now you save it. And now you have subscribed to that particular news feed. Now, I'm not going to save it because...
Add subscription. Cancel. Button.
Cancel. Top right. Or left.
AppleVis. AppleVis. Recent additions to the Mac app directory. AppleVis. Recent additions to the iOS app directory. AppleVis. Recent blog posts. AppleVis. Recent content.
When you subscribe to the recent content, you will get all those information down below. So it's kind of a catch for all. So, but if you don't want to see every single thing that gets posted, you can... just go down to the specific ones, okay? So those are the reason why we have different feeds. But that first one will catch all of them. So you will get all the news, all the contents, all the blogs, all the app entries and stuff like that. It is all right there on that first one. Otherwise, that is how you do it. So if you want to search for CNN, Fox, whatever, you just type CNN and it'll show you the different things you can subscribe to. And I think I pretty much explained how you save it, and you are now, it will be now saved in there. So once you are done,
AppleVis, search field, clear text, cancel.
We have
button.
To go cancel.
Newsify, edit button.
Okay, so we should be back out.
Newsify, heading, add button.
Yep, now we're back out to our main page where you now have your folder.
Apple News, 87 unread items.
And we're back to
swipe
the
up or down to select
folders.
Then double tap to activate.
If you created a folder, it will show up here. If you haven't, if you add it to the Apple News, like my AppleVis, you will see it. If you expand the Apple News area, it will show you now that you subscribe to AppleVis, and you can just read the AppleVis alone, or you can just read all the unread. Now, remember at the top here, before
unread
I forget,
items. 293 unread items.
There's 293. And that's how you can read all the categories. I know I mentioned that, but I just want to make sure that you know that it's there. So you can read all 293, regardless of the categories and folders, right all at once, if you want to do that. Or you can go to specifically
Apple
to
News.
Apple News. There's 87.
Swipe
I just
double
tap in
action,
here.
Then double tap to act.
If you double tap in here, it'll just read just specifically the Apple News.
Selected. World and U.S. News. 111 unread items.
There's 111 world
swipe
news.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
If you want to read just the world and U.S. news, you just double tap there. Okay, so I'm showing you all the different ways how you can access the news articles. Okay, well, I pretty much exhausted that, so let's go down to the settings.
Settings button.
Double tap on settings.
Settings heading.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Done button.
Here's the done button. It's at the top right hand corner.
News if I sync heading.
All right, now it's going to give you the account that I have subscribed to. I'm going to skip over the one I've subscribed to just for security reason.
Account, Thomas, sync settings.
All right, sync settings. I'm going to go ahead and go into the sync settings. We'll double tap on sync settings.
Start sync settings. Settings. Back button.
Now there's lots in here to think about and how you want to set up. There's so many different ways how you can do this and how it meets you. So I'm going to show you what I've done and what I... that you can do yourself.
Sync settings, heading.
To the right.
Syncing, heading. Unread items, all.
Unread. It means that I want to see all the unread. So, pretty self-explanatory. I always keep that on. It's by default on.
Start items, none.
The start items, I keep that off.
Sync on start.
Sync on start. This is how, if you want it to automatically sync on start by itself, there's a number of ways to do this. I do it manually, which I showed you how to do the refresh, which is at the bottom left of the main page. I do it automatically because I find it when it updates by itself, it loses my place where I was. I'd be reading something and all of a sudden it's starting to refresh on me, and I don't like that. There is another way. If you come home and you only wanted to get the articles during Wi-Fi time, it will detect your GPS location and it'll know that you have come home. And once it comes home, it automatically refreshes because you just got home, which is kind of a nice feature too.
Sync on start. Switch button. Off.
So if you want to sync it automatically, so as soon as I open up, it automatically syncs everything and loads everything up automatically if you like to do that. I think by default set to on.
Background sync. Heading.
The background sync is what I was telling you about.
Background sync interval. Off.
It will automatically do the background sync on the fly. If you would like to do that offer, you can turn this on.
Note that the time between background syncs may be longer due to iOS restrictions. To configure notifications, select notification center in the device settings. Read items. Heading.
Read items.
Keep read items. Never.
Now, this is what I was telling you about personal preference. If you want to keep all the read items, it will remember all the red items. So if you have thousands and thousands of them, it will start taking up a lot of space on your device. Now, if you do like to keep them, you can keep that on. By default, it's set to on. I have it off. That means once I read it and left the app, once I leave the app, it will not keep any of the red items I've just read. So they're gone. And all you have left on your device is all the unread items only. So to keep it clean and efficient, I like to keep this on. I don't want to keep any of the read items.
Download read items.
Now, the download of the read items is going to give you the options.
Download read items. Switch button. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Now.
Download read items. Switch button. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
I don't want to download all the read items.
Download images for offline use. Heading.
Now you have the option, do you want to download the images with them?
Wi-Fi only.
It will give the option to do cell or Wi-Fi. I don't want to download more than I need to on my cell data. So I have it just for my Wi-Fi only. So it will download images if I want to on Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi only. Switch button. On.
Okay.
Unread items.
Unread items.
Unread items. Switch button. Off.
This double basically means setting. That... I don't, that would apply to the images for the unread items if you want to load the images.
Start items.
Start items.
Start items. Switch button. Off. Clear image cache.
This is how you can clear the image cache. After a while, if you kept the red articles, it will start to stack up because you got even more space because you're downloading images.
Add Feedly images.
Now, Feedly has its own option if you want to download their own images.
SSL authorization. Switch button. On. If you're having trouble connecting to Feedly, disabling SSL authorization may help but will be less secure. Force full resync. If any unread counts are incorrect, forcing a full resync should help.
Okay. If you have some reason that's not syncing right, you can force it to sync. So a lot of these things are something I never use and you probably will never use either. But I want to show you those. That is it. That is it for the sync.
Settings. Back button.
Go back to where we were.
Sync settings.
Okay, let's go see what else we got in here.
Feedback. Heading.
You can leave your feedback, of course.
Rate and write a review. 198 people have rated this version.
Okay, so 197 people have rated this Newsify.
Reading. Heading.
Now we get into the prefaces where I think a lot of you will be changing, and you'll see what I've had.
Night mode.
Those that have any visions, you got night mode.
Night mode. Switch button. On.
You get that means it'll invert the color, so those with low vision, it'll turn into night mode, which means it'll go dark with white letters. And the daytime is a white background with the dark letters.
Auto night mode, off.
So you can turn this automatically on or off.
Theme, light.
You can change the different themes.
Show subscriptions, all.
Okay, show subscription. I always keep this on because anytime that there's no... articles. So, for example, you remember when I was showing you AppleTel and Apple Lecture, and some of those didn't have any new articles. It will just disappear. I mean, it didn't get rid of it. It didn't delete it, but it's just not going to show it. For example, let's just say I have nothing to read in the Apple folder that I created. And if there's nothing read in there, Apple folder won't even show up. So it's only going to show up for the things that you have subscribed and there are subscriptions to it. I would keep that on. Otherwise, it will kind of confuse you and you only see the ones that actually have things in it.
Order subscriptions, alphabetically.
Order subscription. As you heard in here, I do it alphabetically. Just makes more sense to me. I like things in order.
Open folders as article list.
Open folders as article list. When you open the folders, it shows you all the different feeds that we were looking at.
Order items by date, oldest first.
Okay. Now by default, it is set to newest first. So you get the newest information first, down to the oldest. I like reading the other way around. I want the oldest news to at the top. As I swipe down, it gets to the newer stuff. Typically, I don't know. It's just like how I do it. I like the oldest to the newest. So if you want to change that, you can change it. Otherwise, by default, it's from newest to oldest. Oops.
Theme, light, show subscription, order subscriptions, alphabetically, open folders as order items, by date, open links, readability mobilizer.
Here's the open link as readability, mobility. Remember how I showed you the view original? There are different types of mobilizer you can do. There's a Google mobilizer, there's readability, and there's quite a few. I use the readability mobilizer, so this is where I go and change that to readability mobilizer. You'll want to double tap on that and go to readability mobilizer, so that way it'll give you a nice clean cut read when you want to pull that up.
Article font, Iowan.
Those with low vision want to change the fonts.
Article font size, medium.
Size.
Always auto-refresh.
Auto-refresh. Always auto-refresh. I don't do that. Like I said, it kind of goofs up my voiceover and it loses my place where I was. So I go in here.
Always auto-refresh. Switch button. Off.
I turn this off.
Double tap to toggle setting.
Now, you probably want to turn this off as well. I think by default it's turned on, so you may want to go ahead and turn this off, okay?
Landscape view.
Landscape, if you like to read it in landscape.
Landscape view. Switch button. Off.
It gives you the option if you setting. If you move your phone to landscape, it will force it to landscape. If you have it off, it will not. When you tilt your phone, it will not go to landscape. I always like to keep things on portrait. I want it to, if I'm reading it sideways, it'll go to landscape. And then, you know, obviously the holding gesture is all different. So I keep this turned off.
Auto full screen.
I don't like full screen.
Auto full screen. Switch button. Off.
I turn this off, but it falls on too. Typically, sometimes you have to do a two-finger scrub out of there when you go to a full screen. I think by visually people that you can actually see the whole scene, it automatically maximizes it to the whole page. And so I understand it for people with vision, but for us, I don't see a use for it. And two, I think it puts an additional step. I have to do a two-finger scrub to get out of it.
Show favicons.
No reason for favicons for us to be it, so I turn this
confirm
off.
Confirm before. Ellipsis. Switch advanced.
Whoops.
Confirm before. Confirm before.
Whoa.
Show on red dot. Home screen.
What
heading.
There?
Show article source. Show article source. So newspaper view.
Here.
Show thumbnails. Off. Show favicons.
Okay.
Switch button. Off.
I went too far.
Double
there.
Tap to toggle setting.
So favicons, I have that off.
Show thumbnails. Off.
Thumbnails. I have thumbnails turned off as well. There's no reason for thumbnails. I don't have that on there.
Newspaper view. Heading.
If you want to view it as a newspaper view, you can do so.
Show article source.
If you like to show the source.
Show article source. Switch button. Off.
I have mine off.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I don't know what that really means because it always tells me the source, so I'm not exactly sure why that shows there. I have this turned off, so even if I go under there, it shows my source.
Home screen. Heading.
And home screen.
Show unread badge.
You want to show unread badge, so on the home, the springboard, it'll show you how many unread items you have. It'll say, you know, 183. It'll show that on the badge.
Show unread badge. Switch button. On.
I kept that on.
Marking 200 plus items read. Heading.
Now, when you're marking a whole bunch at once, it's going to do how many you want to read at once.
Confirm before. Ellipsis.
And it's going to ask you, do you want to confirm? I keep the confirm on, so that way, if you're going to read a whole bunch, like, you remember when it says, mark as previous as red, and the other one was mark all as red. Usually when I'm all done, I'll just mark all as has been read, and then it's going to confirm, are you really sure you want to read them all? That pop-up is why it comes up, because I have that set on.
Confirm before. Ellipsis.
So,
switch advanced.
And then we have the advanced.
Reset share accounts.
You can reset your share accounts.
Version 3.6, 160.
And this is version 3.6, and that is it. All right, so I pretty much showed you everything in Newsify, and what I like about it is a free app. It saves you a lot of time from having to visit so many different sites to do, if you don't want to have to go to CNN, Fox, all that I was telling you about. And it just collaborates all the stuff into one time, one poll, and it just makes it so much more sense. I really like that. And this is how I go about reading all my news. Of course, there's an in-app purchase I mentioned for $2.99 or 3 clams to get rid of the banner ads. That's up to you how you want to do that. But as again, I was surprised this has not been done as a podcast for Newsify. And I want to show you, yes, there are a dime a dozen. I know a lot of people out there use Feedler as well as F-E-E-D-L-E-R. You can look at that if you want. But I think by hands down, I really like Newsify, but I think it's right down split evenly what other people like, but those are probably the top two, Newsify and Feedler, and then we use the Feedly service. So this is something I highly recommend you take a look at. If you are interested in News Aggregator, I showed you how to read all the different unread items, how you do it all at once, regardless of the category. I showed you how you go into folders and read the articles there. I showed you how to go to each of the individual subscription and read it. So many different things to do. I know this was pretty long, lengthy, complicated, and a lot to digest. So you may have to, I hope that it makes sense. You may have to come in here a couple times to read, to understand how to use Newsify. But that's going to do for me. My name is Anonymous. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. It's been a pleasure. And as always, you can always contact me at anonymous@applevis.com email. Or at thomas@applevis.com. I will try to get back to you with any questions, comments, and feedback. And, of course, follow me on Twitter. I am a Twitter guy. If you're a Twitter person, go ahead and follow me at thomas@thomas_Domville. D-O-M-V-I-L-L-E. @thomas_Domville. Follow me. I will try to do my best to follow you back. And from there, you can direct message me or ask questions, things from there as well. That's going to do, guys. I hope you will enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe and keep warm or keep cool wherever you're at. And till next time, goodbye. God bless.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.